Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of the preaching is Being Doers of God's Word, and the reading is from the letter of James.
Know this, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to hear and slow to speak, slow to anger, for anger does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filth and evil excess and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he or she is like a person who looks at their own face in a mirror. They see themselves and then go off and promptly forget what they look like. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres, and is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed. If anyone thinks that he is, or she is religious and does not bridle their tongue, and they deceive their hearts, religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The reading is finished. I begin with a fragment of today's opening prayer. O God, you who teach us to abide in the hearts of those who welcome your word, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become part of a dwelling pleasing to you. The word abide is a really beautiful word. It invites us to dig deep, to sink into the ground of God's silence, so that we can become both hearers and doers of the word. Our founder, St. Dominic, clearly experienced what it meant to dwell, to sink into the ground of being. After all, wasn't that the music of St. Dominic? His prayer, listening, his utter openness to all that came through his life, open hands, his word, truth, gift, and life. I can't think of anything more beautiful than letting God fashion us in such a way that one day we find ourselves becoming the place, the space where God lives. It reminds me of what a mother bird does as she prepares for the next piece of the journey. She prepares the nest and waits the moment in which the first little chicks begin to peck through the fragile egg, beginning a new journey, a life-giving journey. Aren't we all on that journey? Are we all allowing ourselves to take risks, to listen to that voice of God, to be doers of the word and not only hearers? Perhaps it is a voice different than the one that we have been attuned to until now. What is the word of life that God is speaking to you today? I'm reminded of St. Francis. He didn't have a plan to conquer the world, but nothing held him back from tying those raggedy leather sandals on his feet and setting off into the unknown, doing the best he could, learning to be a disciple along the way, learning to walk with Jesus.